his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm. Silver fly tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't fit to do.
Welcome back, little Toby Keith, Made in America, baby.
This is a special segment. We're going to go out and get a great report from the ICAST show from down in Florida. Our roving reporter attended the show, the one and the only Bobby Whitehead. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Good morning, Raymond. Good morning, everybody. It's a top of the morning to you.
Yeah, great to hear your voice. You just returned from the ICAST fishing show in Florida. You attend that every year. We wanted to get an ICAST fishing report from you, Bobby. Can you? How did things go? Kind of start from the beginning. What was the show like? Was there any new, really cool stuff or anything that really caught your attention?
Yeah. You know, every year we go to ICAST. ICAST, what does that stand for? International Convention of Allied Trade Show. But really, you know what it is? It's the largest sport fishing show in the world. You know, we had exhibitors from 73 countries there.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fisherman's dream. It's like the counterpart to the SHOT Show.
It's just what I was going to say, Bobby.
Yeah.
SHOT Show's shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show. This is the opposite of that, being the fishing show. Okay.
Right. And you can imagine the size and all the exhibitors that are there and so on. You know, you get to see the latest, the most up-to-date stuff in anything that's got anything to do with fishing. For example, electronics. You know, that's a big area now, right now. Rods, reels, terminal tackle, apparel. You know, anything you can think of, Raymond, they've got it there. And it's just a very colorful boat accessories, boats. You know, that's where we go see some of our big sponsors like Strike King, Hobie Cat, Raymarine, St. Croix Rods. When you go there, you've got their CEO at the top of the company all the way down to their pro staff people who are there who are showing you their products. It is so cool. You know, some of my observations about the ICAST show this year was, you remember when kayaks weren't that big a deal? A kayak was a kayak.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen how Hobie over these past years has just developed it into a fishing tool. You can buy Hobies for a small price. You can buy them for a big price. But right now, lots of people are jumping in there. I guess there's big demand for people that want kayaks. Can you imagine what Billy Boy or Billy Smith Boy would do with a kayak down there on the Jack's Fork and the current?
Yeah, and I do know that I see many, many more kayaks. And Billy brought that to my attention, too. The kayaks on the rivers down there have increased tremendously.
Right. You're not going to find me in a kayak. You know, it's a John boat for me.
Yeah, I don't think I'd fit in a kayak.
But anyway, they're at ICAST every year. They got this new product showcase, and people display their products. They have them all laid out, and there's hundreds of them. Oh my God, hundreds of them. And media, active media like myself, we get to vote. We get to vote in the different categories. And I've got a few of those. If you've got time, I can run off a few of them that won the best in the categories.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear it.
Best of show. That's always the, okay, people say that this is the best son of a gun around. It's by a company called Boat, B-O-T-E, and they've got a boat called a B-O-T-E Rover, a boat rover.
Okay.
Now, this son of a gun looks like a hybrid. I mean, it looks like a cross between like a stand-up paddleboard. You know how the paddleboards are a big rage now?
Yeah.
And a fishing skiff, and they are slick. Oh, my God. I can just see working one of those babies around in the mangroves down in Belize, you know.
Yeah.
Electronics, Johnson Outdoors won in electronics, and as you might imagine, in the GPS area, they got this thing called Solix 15 Chirp Mega SI GPS.
Wow.
You know, this thing, all you got to do is plug your finger in, and wherever you want to go, you'll be there. Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. And then, but this is the technology is just wonderful. And then the technical apparel. You remember the old Frog Togs when they first came out?
Yeah, I remember that.
they weren't bad product then, but, you know, pretty much they had a couple of different choices for you, and they weren't really long-lasting. And if you had a pair of frog togs back then, and sometimes we'd be sitting in the rain, like, remember you and me that one time we were hunting turkeys up on Frankie's land, and we sat out in the rain for, you know, 4 or 5 hours? And they really wouldn't hold up back then on that. I think we had a Cabela's rain suit that took care of us just fine. But these frog togs now, and not just recently, these past few years, they have lots of different products, lots of different sizes, lots of different things they'll do. And very simple. They, to me, right now, when you if you need rain gear and you need it quick and you don't want to have something really heavy, this is the ticket. You know, it was easy for me to see that they won in the technical apparel award. You know,
they've made some improvements in that product big time.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I've got a pair of frog togs that I carry with me in my trunk everywhere I go. And then I've got, I take those with me when I go on a boat or whatever. And that's like my first, you know, sometimes like I'm in Canada or wherever, Kansas especially, you'll be fishing in nice weather and all of a sudden you got a storm on your ass.
Right.
You know, so they're good for that. And the fishing... On the fishing area, Pure Fishing won Best for Berkley Fireline Ultra 8 is the name of it. Now, there's a lot of good fishing line out there. I just experimented with Sunline this past time in Canada, and I really like it. It's a fluorocarbon-coated line. It's got almost no stretch at all. But whenever I'm fishing with it, you know when you feel the tick, when the fish sucks in the bait and you feel the tick, it seems much more pronounced with that Sunline. I didn't even see them at SHOT Show. I'm just going to throw that out.
But
they've got Tackle Management, Dowa Corporation. They got what they call the Tactical Backpack. Plano almost wins that every year. You know, that's tackle boxes and crap like that. And on Terminal Tackle, there's a company called Trapper Tackle, and they've got this hook. And it's a, you know, most of these new products are not new, as you know. They're just a regeneration of what's already out there. This Trapper hook is kind of like a treble, but it's kind of like done in a triangle. And to me, right away, I thought drop shot. I thought this might be a perfect drop shot. Anyway, they got a Terminal Tackle Award. And that's one of those things, Raymond, you've seen it before, where you see something that... looks pretty neat, but it's more of a gimmick than it is. And so I need to test to see if that's any good. You know, the best freshwater reel out there was Shimano, and then saltwater was loose fishing tackle. No, wait a minute. That was, loose fishing tackle.
Okay.
And so Loomis won the fly fishing rods, you know, some of the old standards. But it was just really a great show.
Lou's, wasn't that the fishing guys we had down at the media camp with the Conservation Federation of Missouri down at Lily's Landing when we were down there?
Yep, you're
okay.
Right.
I knew that name. See, I'm not real big into fishing like you guys, but I remember that they gave us a rod, and I remember the guys with the shirts, and I was pretty impressed with all their stuff.
Yeah, you know what? They're based in Springfield.
Yeah, okay. They're a hometown.
Yeah, right. Hometown boys, and so it's good to see them do good, you know.
It's great. Sounds like you had a great trip.
Yeah, we really did. We kept all of our old business, and we got some new accounts going to be running with us, and so
that's always good.
It really worked out good. You know what? The weather down there was nicer than it was here.
Wow. In the summertime like that, that's great that the weather was better this time than it was up here.
Yeah, normally in July down in Orlando, it's hot and humid, and it was, but not like we had. So, yeah, it all turned out good. I'm kind of seeing that in the outdoor industry right now, we're going through lots of changes. And, you know, with the change in the administration being blamed for it on the fall side, the fall lines, like the hunting and stuff like that and shooting and whatnot, but it seems like those guys right now are hitting the wall. People I've been talking to, like Duns and Denny Dennis and so on, there might be a saturation, even in archery right now. But it seems like on the fishing side, there's good news because it seems like that, like Striking had a great year.
Yeah.
A couple, like Hobie Cat, accessories to them, like what's that one? Tackle Web. Well, those guys got those things where you can buy different sizes and they're Velcroed or whatever. Hey, you can hang them anywhere. You can hang them on your boat. They're little pockets. Just hang anywhere. It doesn't even have to be on a boat. Yeah, companies like that are doing well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But it was a very successful show for us, and I just thought it was great. I had one dinner at T.J. Stallings, the TTI Blakemore deal, and we did a celebration for him. You know, he just passed this past year, and we did a celebration. Everybody told a story about him, and I got to sit next to Jimmy Houston and hear some of his stories.
Oh, boy, you had your hands full there. I know that guy.
Yeah. You know what? He's like a lot of people that we know. All you got to do is next to him and ask him a question, and then they'll take it over from there.
Yeah, 40 minutes later. All right, Bobby. Hey, that's a great report. I really appreciate you taking the time to get on the show with us this morning. I've been wanting to get you on since you got back from ICAST and get that information, because we got a lot of fishing folks listening to our show, and I'm always getting hammered on this show. Okay, turkey, when are you going to do fishing?
I hear you. Everybody, anyone that's interested to find out more details, just go to ICASTFishing.com, and they can see all the categories. And I'm happy to help, Raymond. You all have a wonderful day.
I appreciate that. Give out the magazine website so they can get a subscription.
OutdoorGuideMagazine.com.
How easy is that? All right, Bobby.
Right. I'm working on the next issue, and it's going to press real quick.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for that report. And I'll be talking to you real soon.
Good talking to you, Raymond.
Okay. Take a break, and we're going to see y'all on the other side, baby.